All right, so all philosophic argument about truth, then. The proofs of God of Thomas Aquinas. You know, when I studied theology at Jesuit University, I was an atheist, and I always got a kick out of getting straight A, and they got D's. They were so pious and got D's, and I didn't believe in any crap, and I got an A. Ha! But I can remember seeing through the proofs of the existence of God by Aquinas and based on Aristotle, of course, going back to prime cause. I could see the fallacy of that, right, even intellectually. Because cause, there isn't a cause for anything. And if there was, it wouldn't be of the same class, you know, because otherwise you'd have an endless reduction of endless billiard balls, and there's no great billiard ball that started the whole ball rolling, you know. Yeah. All right, I just wanted to handle the creation one more time, because when we talk about causality then, you see how you can fall for a concept of God that suddenly appeared, created the whole universe, and disappeared. So we got the great throwing of the dice concept of God, who created the universe. When you think about it, so the whole thing is ridiculous. He did it in 5 days or something. A day is a rotation of the earth. If the earth didn't exist yet, how are you going to do it in 5 days? There ain't no earth to rotate to give you 5 days. I mean, all things are ridiculous, but anyway. In essence, it's truthful. In essence, Genesis, one of the three books of the Old Testament that calibrate positive, yeah, calibrates over 600 or something. What it's really saying is out of the unmanifest emerged the manifest as light, which is the energy of divinity, which when it implodes upon matter and takes the form of life, that all that is manifest arises out of that which is unmanifest. So it is one of the books of the Old Testament that calibrates true. Because reality has no beginning or end, because it's beyond time and dimension, then, there is no beginning or end. Because there's no beginning or end, there's no beginning in the universe that has to be explained, nor is there any end to worry about. Beginnings and endings are not possible within reality, any more than a now or an instant is. Those are all perceptions. If you want to call now to now, then that was now. If you want to call here, there, that's a moment. None of that exists within reality. That which is always was, and it's not a matter of nowness, it's a matter of alwaysness. It's not possible within reality for a creator to come into existence, create the universe, disappear, and then on judgment day, hi, how'd things go? Rolls the dice, and then chicken-like disappears, hiding. No, he's cowering up there when you get there. Yeah. The great judgment day. Because one's karma is a continuous ongoingness. See, there's no discontinuity in the possible in the universe. One's karmic propensity, then, is constantly, by every choice. So let's settle when Judgment Day is. Let's do Judgment Day and then we'll have lunch. Judgment Day is every day, continuous, ongoing, inescapable. It's the absoluteness of the justice of divinity. The infinite field, then, of divinity, like a giant electromagnetic field, and you're like a little iron filing in the field. What you are, what you decide, determines where you are in the field every second, does it not? You are already at the subject of infinite judgment right now. You don't have to wait for tomorrow to judgment. Today is already the result of the judgment of where your reality is in the infinite space of divinity. So, who you are is who you are continuously. Therefore, the justice of divinity is absolute. Consequently, we're all safe. Thank you.
Dr. Hawkins certainly has challenged prevailing concepts on the creation of the universe, karma, and Judgment Day. If there is no cause to existence on this earth and time is an illusion, much of what we fear is not based in any reality. You might ask yourself then, how much energy do you expend concerning yourself with the outcomes of mistruths? Remember that a change in your perception can happen in an instant. The choice is yours.